Hello and welcome to Five for the Day. As a father and a grandfather, I'm always trying to give what I consider to be constructive advice to one of my three sons or to my 8-year-old granddaughter. Of course, they may not see it as constructive or good advice. Nevertheless, isn't that what we are supposed to do as responsible parents or guardians? A piece of advice that I give to my sons, particularly when they were young, was to be very careful with what they said when approached by a stranger, and under no circumstances were they ever to accept an offer of a lift in a car with them. It goes without saying, as and when we get older, we tend to make our own decisions as to who we talk to, what we say, and where we go. I read recently of a young mother who was expecting another addition to her family. One day, her husband came home from work, and as soon as she saw his face, she could tell that something was wrong. He, along with many of his work colleagues, had lost their jobs. This young mother felt her world fall apart. How can they keep up the mortgage repayments? How were they going to pay the domestic bills? How on earth were they going to manage, particularly with a fourth member of the family due soon? With the help of some benefit payments, they managed to cover the mortgage repayments, but had very little for anything else. Well, on one particular day, the free supermarket bus which would stop every day outside their home pulled up, and an older lady got off the bus, looked towards the house, and proceeded to walk up the garden path towards the front door, laden with grocery bags full of various food items. She knocked on the front door. The young mum opened the door. The lady carrying the bag said to her, "I hope you don't mind, but I was told of your husband losing his job, and I felt that perhaps I could give these few items. It's not much, but I will hope it will be of a little help to you." The expectant mother didn't quite know what to say. She felt tears welling up in her eyes at the generosity of a complete stranger. "Oh, that's very kind of you," she said. "Please let me pay you something for them." The lady replied, "That will not be necessary. Perhaps one day you too may be able to help someone in a similar position." The young mum couldn't thank the lady enough. They said their goodbyes, and she never saw that lady ever again. But she and her husband never forgot the day a stranger called to the house, and she wrote that when her husband started a new job and things got back to normal, she on several occasions have done for others what that lady did for her family. In the Gospel of John chapter 4, we read of an occasion when a special visitor turned up at a special site with a special gift. Jesus, together with his friends, was travelling from Jerusalem in the south of the country to Galilee in the north, a distance of some 60 miles. It was a very hot day, and it was in fact midday when they arrived at the outskirts of a large Samaritan town. They stopped at Jacob's well. It was on a plot of land which had been given as a gift by Jacob to his son Joseph many hundreds of years previously. It was a very special sight to the Samaritans, who saw themselves as direct descendants of Jacob. A lady came along to draw water from the well. Jesus looked at her and asked, "Will you give me a drink?" The woman was quite taken aback by the request. She said, "You are a Jew. I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" You see, there is a bit of history between the Jews and the Samaritans. They tended to stay well away from each other socially. And here was a Jewish stranger asking a Samaritan local woman to give him a drink. Jesus said to the woman, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked me and I would have given you living water. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." That woman realized that this stranger was no ordinary stranger, and that he wasn't talking about ordinary water that after drinking some would only satisfy for a short time. He was talking about the Holy Spirit, which would be given as a free gift that would satisfy for an eternity for those who truly believed in Jesus. That day, that stranger became her friend. My advice to anyone, old or young, is this: please don't let Jesus be just a stranger to you. Read what he has to say in his word, the Bible. Accept his free gift to you, and let him become your friend. Thank you for listening.